the rest of the story. When this century was turning the corner, the most informative and prestigious monthly magazine for physicians was the American Journal of the Medical Sciences, AJMS. The latest cures, causes, and contraindications were listed, expounded upon, evaluations of the most modern techniques and equipment were included. For a doctor to have an article published in the AJMS was considered a distinct honor. In 1899, the editor of that journal was the esteemed Dr. Alfred Stengel. A great many theses and essays crossed his desk each month, weighty works written by the era's most renowned researchers and physicians. The majority of the articles submitted were worthy at least of consideration. In fact, only once was Dr. Stengel actually appalled by a submission. Only once did he believe that his intelligence had been insulted by a colleague. And in this case, it was a colleague Dr. Stengel had never met, a Dr. Will, a country doctor, practicing in a small Midwestern community. He had graduated from the University of Michigan Medical School 16 years before. There was no reason to suspect his credentials, but what he claimed to have done in his hometown, what he described in this article he submitted to the respected American Journal of the Medical Sciences, was unbelievable. Dr. Will, practicing in this little town of hardly more than 1,000 people, said that he had performed 105 operations on the gallbladder and its ducts. Now, 92 years ago, to claim 100 successful gallbladder surgeries, my goodness. Dr. Will had tabulated the statistics. He had computed the mortality rate and the various types of cases. He had recorded his observations and his conclusions. Before dismissing the document as fiction, or perhaps a practical joke, Dr. Stengel consulted the records of some of the nation's finest surgeons, and in the area of gallbladder surgery, there was no single record ever found to be even remotely comparable. So AJMS editor Dr. Alfred Stengel took one last incredulous look at Dr. Will's article before scrawling these words across the title page, "Not suitable for our publication." And that was that. As editor of the prestigious American Journal of the Medical Sciences, Dr. Alfred Stengel's attitude was understandable. He'd never met Dr. Will. He'd never met any surgeon who dared to claim that he'd performed more than 100 gallbladder operations. And yet here was this country doctor in a small town practice who was claiming just that and in print. And that's the reason behind the rejection of the article. But what Dr. Stengel had not considered was that maybe somewhere out in the sticks there was a phenomenally gifted and yet generally unheralded surgeon, and that this surgeon just might have achieved such a reputation in his own realm that his patients were coming from miles around. And this was the case for Dr. Will, the homespun hero all but unknown to the medical establishment, the talented physician whose writing was deemed unsuitable for the exclusive AJMS, the brilliant surgeon who chose for his practice the cornfield community of Rochester, Minnesota, was Dr. Will Mayo. Today, more than 90 years later, you know his practice as the Mayo Clinic, only now you know the rest of the story.